I think it would be of real symbolic significance to have a campaign initiated by a very impressive young Aboriginal woman, to have the flag fly over the Sydney Harbour Bridge, adopted by the state government, and I believe supported by the vast majority of people in Sydney. In 2018, we've got to come to grips with the fact that, unlike most developed nations, we don't really have a settlement in this country between Aboriginal people and those of us who've come afterwards. We recognise that our multicultural society is a great success story, but it will never really come to fruition. It will never be as good as it can be unless we get a proper agreement between First Nations people and the Australian government and the Australian people about acknowledging the truth of dispossession and what occurred, but also the very special place that the world's oldest continuous human culture has for Australia's identity.
And has the Inner West Council faced any opposition regarding their public endorsement of this petition?
No, I don't believe so. I think opposition to something as common sense as flying the Aboriginal flag alongside the Australian flag above the Harbour Bridge would be limited to only people who have very conservative attitudes or who are overtly racist. I think the broad swathe of people in Sydney and New South Wales would think this is a common sense measure whose time has come. And I think Barry O'Farrell, the former Premier of New South Wales, was the person who initiated the flag flying originally on a set number of days and has supported the call from both Cherie and the New South Wales opposition leader, Luke Foley, for that to become permanent. This doesn't need to be a partisan issue. I think it's something that will have broad public support.
And Ms Toker plans to take her campaign to the New South Wales Legislative Assembly in November. How do you think it will be received in Parliament?
Well, I fully support her efforts to make sure that this issue is debated in Parliament. It was disappointing that Premier Berejiklian wouldn't commit to the proposal and has opposed it. And so Cherie's acting as a very good advocate and activist and forcing the issue upon the Parliament. I think once it actually gets to the floor, you'll find that most politicians, regardless of their political stripes, will think that this is a very common sense measure that shouldn't be controversial in 2018. It's a way that we can show some practical support for reconciliation and a good symbolic gesture.
I really applaud the young Gamilaroi woman who started this campaign.
This is Māori activist and writer Ken Canning, who strongly applauds Cherie Toker's actions in leading this campaign. However, is critical of the government and media focus on symbolic reconciliation over concrete legislation that benefit Indigenous communities.
I dare say there's a lot of non-Aboriginal people in the country who know the flag, but they don't know the issues. Maybe they might just start talking about it. I'd say go for anything that would start the conversation. The mainstream media do not let an interview like this go to air. They don't want to know about it. They don't want to know about... We have, since in the last 2.5 years, the incarceration rate of Aboriginal women in New South Wales has gone up by 78%, at a much higher rate than any other time in history. Now, why isn't the media all over these issues?
Well, speaking of the mainstream media, the petition has faced quite a lot of backlash from conservative media. So, for example, in a recent poll done by the Daily Telegraph, 80% of readers were against flying the Indigenous flag alongside the Australian flag. Why do you think that this perspective is held by so many people in Australia?
If you look, I don't know what the problem is. If you look at the variations of the Australian flag itself, we fly the New South Wales flag beside the Australian flag. We are not a separate state, but we are a different peoples. This is the First Nations flag. I don't see what the problem is. I think if people see it's a problem, they're making it a problem. And people like Alan Jones want to make it a problem. It's not a problem.